Hey, my friends, it's M.E. Doctor, and welcome back to the You Are Unstoppable podcast, a podcast for people who want to achieve great things, and I want to cheer you on. Hey, I was having coffee with a friend of mine at a local Starbucks here today, and we got on a wide range of topics, but one of the questions that he asked me was, do you think that history has progressed the way that it has because it was supposed to happen that way, or because it just happened that way by chance? And you know, this kind of gets into the whole like, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? Or, you know, it's because of fate, right? You know, or, you know, whatever happens, it was meant to be. You know, I don't know what your beliefs are on that, obviously, but I thought it was a great question. And I said, well, you know, when I wake up in the morning, it sure feels like I make my own decisions, right? You know, like, you know, I decide, you know, what time I want to get up out of bed, right? You know, I decide if I'm going to wake up or hit the snooze button. You know, I decide if I'm going to, you know, roll over and kiss my wife good morning and bring her a cup of coffee, or if I'm going to dash out the door. I decide what I'm going to eat for breakfast, right? You know, and so my point is, you know, when you look at these massive, you know, different events that change the course of history, right? It's very easy to think that we as individuals can't make a difference, right? Or that, you know, our vote doesn't matter, right? It's just one vote, right? I'm just one man. But actually, if you look at all of the major, you know, breakthroughs and major events, you know, that happened throughout history, you can trace them all back to a singular person who made a singular decision, right? So what I mean is, you know, yes, it's very easy to get swept up in, you know, the energy and the spirit of, you know, a mob or a rally or a crowd, right? Or a movement. And it's very hard to stop that momentum once it gets going. But many times we forget that that momentum had to start somewhere, right? And so, like, you know, in the case of the Holocaust and World War II, Hitler was only a singular man, and he made a singular decision that set off a series of events, right? And they you know, they progressed, one thing led to another, they progressed like a domino effect and like a snowball, right? And pretty soon we're in World War II. But my point is, you know, Hitler was just a singular man who made a singular decision. Now, had he made a different decision, you know, it would have taken history now in a different course. The world would be completely different, right? Same with Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement, right? If he had just said, well, I'm just a single man, what can I do? What can I actually do to have an impact or make a difference, right? The Civil Rights Movement probably wouldn't have made it as far as it did. Now, maybe someone else would have taken his place, sure. I mean, we can argue about, you know, fate and meant to be all day long, but my point is, he was a singular person, just like you, just like me, who made a singular decision, right? You know, what if Steve Jobs didn't make, like Steve Jobs, you know, and Apple made the iPhone. There had to be a singular moment in time where they were sitting around a boardroom or a design studio or whatever, and they decided, you know what, we're going to make this thing, right? Like, they might have been talking about it, they might have been trying to decide if it's a good idea or not, but it still came down to a singular moment where they had to make the actual decision that they were going to build this thing and market it. And it's hard to imagine a world without iPhones, right? Like, you know, obviously the iPhone wouldn't exist. You know, Uber wouldn't exist, right? A lot of the different things that have changed our entire culture, our entire world, that have shaped society, all came back to a single man making a singular decision, all right? You know, same with, I don't know if it was, I think it was Thomas Edison that made the light bulb. I don't remember, but if Thomas Edison or whoever didn't make, you know, the light bulb, didn't make the singular decision to do that and not give up every time he failed, it could have taken years and years and years and years and years for someone to come up with that, or we could still be living with torches, right? I mean, who knows? So my point is, don't underestimate whatever great thing you're working on, whatever thing you want to accomplish, do not underestimate the importance of it. You have no idea the ripple effect that it could be. So do not underestimate you as a singular person and your singular decisions of what you're capable of and what you can do, because you can literally change the course of history, my friends. All right, so that is my encouragement to you today. You are powerful. You are capable of more than you know. All of these other people are just people like you. You can do it. So go get it. Go change it.